This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Ooh, Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have trivia with V. Hale coming up at about 9:45. We'll do a little switcheroo with her. I wanted to read you an email that we got. Jane forwarded it to us. From
our Jane?
Yeah, our Jane.
Jane Picks?
Jane Picks. That's okay. Her last name is Picks, of course.
It's Bond. Uh-huh. Jane's Bond.
J-A-Y-N,
oh, right. Jane's
by the
Bond.
Way.
Right.
Jane's Picks. Jane Picks. So this is from the guy. Remember I was telling you we went for a bike ride? We took the kids. We had the pretzels. And mm-hmm. We had flood water. So that guy wrote. He was all excited. You know, they're big listeners of the show. So I wanted to say hi again to Tyler and Sherry. They, at Floodwater in Mill Valley, he goes, hey, we'd love to send pretzels to the whole staff and crew and, you know, just tell us what, I guess Fog City Diner is one of their properties too. So they were like, we'll make them fresh there, bring them right down the street to you. I'm like, okay, so Nicole's going to get a basket of Tyler and Sherry. Yes. We all work from home now.
Yes, I'm ready for this.
Yeah, if you would like to drop some off, we're at 865 Battery, and Nicole would love a big basket of your hot, fresh pretzels.
I love pretzels.
Oh, my God, they're so good, too. Like, I don't know what it is. They're really, really good. But anyway, very,
with
very,
salt.
Very sweet. He wrote kind of a longish note and just thanking us for the mention on the air, and I just thought it was very cute. Oh, Janie just texted me. Let's see what she has to say.
All right.
Jane sent me double hearts. That's all.
Are they black double hearts?
Black double hearts, yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
She liked that we tell everyone her last name, Picks.
Mm-hmm. Duh.
Right.
I thought it was actually Bond.
It's Bond. Jane's Bond.
Jane's Bond.
Yeah, Bond. Telling me
to look at Bryn talk to the audio. He's so funny.
He always mouths along with it. It's good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's great.
I do that, huh?
Yeah, you do. You
anyway, have. If I could, we've got a tech segment coming up. I want to read this sponsorship for the tech segment because it's an important part. This charity is really important to us, and we're big fans, and we've been supporting it for years. So if I could, the 13th annual Jenny's Light 5K, 10K, and 1K Kids Run is on May 23rd. While the run will be virtual this year, it's still an opportunity to support a great cause and have some fun. There's also a chance to win a Bumble Ride stroller. We have one and love it. Mm. Sign up for Jenny's Light Run and support local moms struggling with perinatal mood disorders. Mamas, we support you and you are not alone. Go to supportingmamas.org to sign up for the run and get more info on the organization. That's supportingmamas.org to get set up for the Jenny's Light Run and support moms.
Partum depression.
Partum depression is, I guess, an outdated term now, but it's
yeah, what are
real.
They calling it now?
Perinatal mood disorders.
I see.
Either way, it's real. It happens to a lot of people, often is undiagnosed, but and can be minor in the sense that it just causes some trouble at home or pain for mom that she shouldn't have to go through alone.
Right.
It can also be way worse than that. So this is an important cause, and hopefully you'll support it with us. Here are some of the texts that you guys sent. The number's 800-400-3697. Here's a few.
All right. I'm ready for
before
this.
Before we step on V. Hale's neck.
You hope. This
I do
would
hope.
Be,
I really do
You've won
hope.
Three in a row, right?
I'd like to not lose.
Let me see. We're going to the That'd kids' cards today, so I think you'll have a good shot at this.
Seven
yeah, you're three for three, Vin.
All right. 707 says, on my way back to work after my second shot.
That is
what's
great
up
news.
With the
it's
station getting tons of echoes? That's echoes. User error. I'm sure that's user error. That's, you know.
Are we getting tons of echoes?
I can give you echoes.
Is it the Odyssey?
Odyssey.
Is that what you're hearing? Tons of echoes. Hmm. Nikki, are you hearing
Bryn.
Me
when the question was asked, who's the best person you know, and you played Taylor Swift, I fell on the floor. I was laughing so hard. Love you guys.
That's a good answer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brussels sprouts sautéed in onions, beer, and bacon. Delicious.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good.
Dude, when we were kids, and I do mean kids, like, you know, 17, 18, and we would barbecue, beer was poured on every damn thing we ate as if it were the magic, the most delicious magic ingredient to make the whole meal perfect. We poured it on corn. Sure. We poured it on the burgers.
Right. Why not?
Just so
beer
dumb.
Brats. It's right there in the name.
Right.
Beer can chicken. You ever do that? You crack a beer and you put a set of chicken right on top of it and stick it on the grill and let it go and go.
No, but I definitely poured beer all over chicken on the grill and called that my magic recipe.
Right. It's a savory sauce. Oh,
I made blueberry lemon ricotta pancakes last weekend. Sarah, they were delicious. Mm. Oh, look at that poor chicken.
Poor chicken, nothing. That's good eating. Nothing. That's good eating. He's already dead. Don't worry about it.
I know, but his hole is all filled up. Look at that.
Oh,
poor guy.
That's right.
We're not talking about the neck hole, people. Sorry to say. Sit down on it. Sit down on it. You got to.
Sarah. My friend works in plastic surgery and says COVID was the busiest year in history after the initial 3-month lockdown. People had time to hide inside and get work done with no one knowing.
That's funny. Of course they were doing it. Of course they were.
Amanda's...
No wonder nose jobs were down. I got to look at a Zoom all day. Getting a bigger butt, good boobs.
Mm. Right.
Tummy tuck.
COVID Amanda says... In quotes, I wake up like this. That's hilarious, Nicole.
Yeah. You're so funny, Nicole.
Well, I really don't know how to do that. I just brush out my eyebrows so they're not all over the place, and that's it.
Yeah.
There's the I woke
she,
up.
You're
like
also
this,
27, so.
There's also the. I wasn't even born yet. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
God, I hate that. So annoying.
I love throwing that in there, you know?
I was -2 with that.
Yeah, I'd like to point out Nicole didn't even know how to talk when we started this show. Just so, you know. She was born, though.
Yeah, I was.
But you talk like a baby.
Exactly.
I'm Nikoko.
Nikoko.
You're the best person you know? How very narcissistic of nearly half the country to say.
I know. It's so funny.
That is pathetic.
I can't believe what a great person I am.
Well, and you know what? There's an example of it right there. Who says that?
As she's threatening to kill you and throwing in Jewish epithets at the same time.
Right. Exactly right.
Oh boy,
it's
she
hard to
is
even pick just one, like just one person that's better than you.
Oh, Coco sent us a TikTok of
there's a million.
The daughter of this,
I did, yeah.
What's this?
Yeah.
Remember, and I texted you a video from TikTok of the girl. Remember Maria interviewed that mom where the mom was like, "Oh, my daughter was an escort and everything like that." And then it came to be that she made all that up. That daughter is speaking out and gave all the details. And I mean, I just kept watching the thread because she was.
I watched every single video.
I watched every single video.
I didn't even start it. Yeah. I went, oh, that looks long. And then
she
forgot about it.
She said, I guess there's some reports that Maria's in a psych ward.
Good. I really think that's for the best.
I believe that.
She's broken with reality.
I bet that she really did have something go wrong.
Totally. I think that mom, though, that made up that lie should be in one, too.
She's fully responsible for a lot.
I gotta watch that. It's right on our thread, me, you, and Bryn?
I think so.
Or just me?
I just said, I got it from Nicole. I have no idea.
I never saw this, whatever.
I just texted it. To, like, the masses.
Oh.
To the masses.
Did you get one, Vinny?
I don't think I did, but I also delete all my texts after I've read them. So
if you didn't look at it, then it just goes away.
Also, it's a little harder when you don't have the TikTok
app. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you can't really watch it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. 530 says, my grown daughter has four kids and I get a weekend away for Mother's Day. That's great.
Oh. That's nice. A whole weekend away. Sometimes people, you know, they'll trade off like a Father's Day for a Mother's Day. And then, you know, the people can just go off and, you know, do a fishing trip or do a girls' weekend, you know, whatever. I used to do all my clothes shopping on Mother's Day with my girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen last year because of COVID. We certainly haven't talked about it. So if we're going away, it's just going to be a surprise to me. Maybe we're going away.
Oh, you mean they'll whisk you away in a limo?
No, my girlfriend's whisking me away in a limo. Oh. I don't want to go, girls, if you're going to do that. You know, I need to build up to those things. I can't just be...
You can't say you don't want to go on the radio and have that count as some kind of cancellation of big plans your friends have made for you.
Yeah. Well, why would they? You know, they're all mothers, too. I mean, unless all our husbands somehow got this together, I don't think we're going.
Internationally, the CDC cards are not recognized because they're too easy to replicate. Oh. So you still have to quarantine when traveling abroad. Friends found out while booking travel.
Oh. So while they're saying we're welcome to go to the UK this summer, we're also welcome to be there for 4 weeks instead of the two that
we
planned.
Spend the first half of that vacation hiding in a hotel room. That's how Australia's done it. And Australia is free.
Yep,
they are
fully open.
Free.
Uh-huh. Down there. Yeah, there. It's all open down there.
Oh, yeah.
Not down there. Well, okay, that's down there in that sense.
Down under.
But I was going to say, they're not free balling, Bryn. That's not the term to, I mean, whatever.
I'm free balling. Australia.
Avril Lavigne's ramp looks like it's painted for a green scene shot. That makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
So she's doing a video, and that's, they're going to put stuff all over that thing.
That's funny, right? So she'll be skateboarding all over the place, like she's cool, doing
and not
flips.
Falling. I'm sure they'll cut that out.
Oh, they got to put that in. That's got to be the finale, the grand finale.
510 says, "I love the new Imagine Dragons end video. Thanks to you guys."
Yeah, the video is so cute.
If you guys don't follow Sarah Bareilles on Instagram, you are missing out.
Oh, really? I'll follow her right now.
Her and I had a thing for a minute there, and I don't feel comfortable.
Lucky. Mm.
I don't want to see her in my feed. I get sad about... Oh, look at me with the loser on her head.
The shape.
What a team player.
On her forehead. Ding dong. It's me.
Oh, 707 says, I'll take the quiz over trash any day. Don't say that. We want to hear our trash.
Wow, we want it
that's
all big
mean.
And small.
I want it all.
A lot of people wrote in about the hot water and how to save the... What's happening?
I'm not sure.
She's just being silly.
I think V's laughing at the fact no one finished the song for Sarah.
I was going to finish it, but
I wanted you to.
I know.
Her.
I got her. I muted her. No, her Zoom.
Her Zoom
was feeding back.
You gotta get with the program, B. You know. Are you gonna double L's?
I can't mute myself.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yes, you can.
Now I sound like Vinny. Oh, gosh.
Well,
that's all right. It's modern day stuff here.
618 says, compliment. Bryn is a jack of all trades and a master of many. His drive of learning and figuring out more technology is admirable.
You're admirable.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
One too far, buddy.
I liked that one.
You're welcome.
I always say that. That's why I say you're welcome to people, actually.
It has become part of our...
Oh, we've got quite a few compliments. Sarah's a powerhouse of feminist leadership and strong LGBT ally.
Nice, Sarah.
Well, thanks. Thank you. We just like singing.
925 says, maybe he owned the gas station, Sarah.
still.
My dad
gas
did, and we
in
were
your hometown, so
upper middle class family.
Yeah, I'm sure he was fine. He just laughed because there he was behind the counter.
Let her have. She gets thrills out of this boy that she had a crush on being a loser. Let her enjoy that. He's probably not, but that's fine. He makes her feel
or he
good.
He is. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
makes
good.
Her feel good. That's right.
Doesn't matter.
He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know, hosting a top-rated morning show in San Francisco.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I got to fly back to California pretty soon, so. Yeah, you have fun at the gas station?
Hey, I own this bitch.
I told you I was a bad person, you guys.
You discount
not a good
gas.
Look. It really isn't.
I don't care.
Really? Because I think she's glowing right now.
Oh, that's my trucker, babe. Woo!
Come on, honey, let's go.
Are we going in your truck?
You know it.
Sending a thank you to the Alice team this morning. Yesterday, I got a second COVID vaccine, and within 2 hours, I started feeling a lump in my right armpit.
She got the boob.
408. By dinner time, I had a lymph node that was the size of a golf ball. I would have really freaked out if you hadn't given me a heads up here at Alice.
Yeah.
Still pretty uncomfortable, but definitely preferable to a case of COVID.
And she got a really small one. That's, you know, John's was a full, it was a B cup. Easy
can you,
B cup.
Could he close his arm, though, and, like, push it outwards? Towards his
yeah he said there was no pain, it was just all swollen
yeah,
up, so he would push
like
it when he put his arm down close to it, it like popped out the front,
right? So if a girl had that, it'd be like her third boob.
Yeah,
right.
Yep. Awesome. Triple nipple, no nipple. Awesome. There, unfortunately there's no nipple on there. That was the thing that was, and also John's was hairy, so you know, because he's got the hairy armpit, so it was
yeah.
It wasn't as like if it happened to a chick, it would be a little bit harder, right. Like a boob with no nipple, it'd be weird, like a blind boob,
hairy boob. Oh no,
blind
so
melon.
Shaved it and then drew a nipple on it.
I know. I didn't know it was going to go away so fast. I thought I'd have more time to play with it.
I was going to say it had some fun. Made it its own Instagram.
Oh my god, you're so cute.
All right. Well, I think we've heard enough from the people.
I tend to agree. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. And
more of us.
And there'll be more of us. And Vinny is going to cry. I have a feeling Vinny's going to win. I don't know. Is it going to be 4-for-4?
We'll see.
I came prepared.
Yeah, she did.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
And you can't stay and spoon me for a minute?
Oh, man. HR nightmare.
No, I am not
That's
sure
what
what's happening.
That's what relationships are for.
What's going on here?
God.
All
terrible.
I was just reading the kid questions on the Trivial Pursuit card to myself, and
we're on the air.
Of a sudden we were doing things.
We're right, not
we're
on.
Here, right? Okay,
we're
it's on the Alice air. At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We got V Hale joining us. Of course, she's about to take over the Alice airwaves. And, you know, I have a feeling this is going to be a short-lived tradition because V Hale is getting spanked daily
on
this game. I'm sorry, V, but I really need you to perform. Maybe I should send you the card. You have a chance.
Send her a picture of the card.
All right. What is today? 5-6? All right. 5-6. All right,
you gotta
kids.
Give me some time to warm up.
Well, how warm do you have to be to answer questions?
Well, she did just wake up.
No, like
you know.
A month of this. So
Oh, I see. Oh, a month? It takes a month? Jesus, V.
I'm just having a conversation with Sarah, okay? You're winning. Leave me alone. I'm wearing an L on my forehead, literally.
She's embracing the suck, at least.
I am. That's,
you know. Hey, anybody want to go? I'll say it takes her 17 games to get a win. Anybody want to?
Oh, I don't think so. Especially now that you've switched the question. She'll do great today. In fact, I predict you're going to win today, V.
Let's see. All right.
Anybody else? Vinny's saying fourth game. All right. Bryn, you want
to? I'll go fifth game. How's
fifth
that?
Game. Bryn says game number
lose
five.
V, but...
Well, at least they're being pretending to be nice. Sarah's being honest with 17.
I'm just trying to be. And I think Vinny at that point is going to just take pity on you. So.
No.
Okay, no pity wins.
You're
okay?
In this.
I hate that.
You're going to win today. I know it.
Question one. And remember, you got to yell out these answers. This is a Trivial Pursuit kid card. You got to yell out the answers. The first one to answer, if you get it right, it's yours. If you don't, you can't answer anymore and the other person gets to. What two countries border Lake Superior?
This is a kid question?
Oh my God. It's what countries?
Canada and the United States.
That is correct, Vincent.
I'm actually a little worried about how long it took you guys to answer that.
It didn't take me long.
I was going all over the
map. Okay, here we go. Vinny, you've got a point. What TV character was told to write on the school blackboard?
She just middle fingered me. Hold on. Okay. I just want to say.
Take a pause in the
teacher.
She just middle fingered me. V, I couldn't have waited any longer for you to help, for you to get one there. My God,
oh,
man.
Oh, is that what that was? You were just like giving her some space?
Jesus Christ. And I get a middle finger for that?
He's trying to be helpful.
Time, okay, next question. I'm going to fall FCC off my chair so you have time to talk before I get back.
Vinny, don't. You just because you guessed that she'd win today doesn't mean you have to let her.
Yeah, don't let me. God.
She doesn't want your pity. Maybe she does. I shouldn't speak for her. Do you want
to? I don't.
Don't fall off your chair. Just try and answer it. Where's your competitive edge? I guess. No competition.
You guess what?
I guess if there's no competition, you don't have a competitive edge.
Oh, V-Hale.
Listen, I'm sorry, but V-Hale, come on. For the chicks. What? Do this. God.
Crazy.
My trucker babe. Okay. What TV character was told to write on the school blackboard, "I will not draw naked women"?
Bart Simpson.
Class. Bart Simpson is correct, Vincent. What replaced the French franc in 1999?
What is the EU? I can't think of the EU money.
The Wiener Schnitzel?
No, it's the EU. Oh
my God.
I can't think of the name of it.
Add two letters to EU.
Oh, the Euro.
That is correct, but I'm not giving it to you because you already have 2 points and there's no hope for VL.
The currency?
It's a currency.
Okay, this one is...
I was thinking hot dogs.
Yeah, we know. The Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, you came up with Wiener Schnitzel, so I figured you were thinking it was food.
Get your L back on your forehead.
Yeah, put that L back up there, girl.
I know. Well,
honestly, you might have to wear that. You might have to get that actually tattooed. Okay. I appreciate that you're putting up with this. I mean...
Yeah, we do like this.
I mean, yeah. Okay. This is multiple choice. How do you make bagels shiny? A, boil them before baking, buff them, or add vegetable oil to the
boil.
Dough.
Hey, Bob.
Boil is correct. And Vanessa is actually on the board. She's on the board.
I'm on the board.
You can still make this happen. There's two questions left. This one is also a multiple choice. What is a baby porcupine called? A kit, a cub, or a porcupette?
Kit.
Nope.
Cub.
It's a porcupette, guys. A porcupette.
Get out of here.
Dude, that was like a too obvious, like made up.
These are kid questions, you guys. Kid questions.
Don't. Okay. Don't do it.
So I'm saying go for the obvious. You got to go for the one that's obvious.
Alex Trebek would never have made his contestants feel this bad about themselves. Please try to be a nice lady.
Alex's contestants wouldn't have, you guys wouldn't be. Well, you might then, but not be him. For sure.
I certainly would not.
Okay, here we go.
No. Mm-mm.
This one's going to be quick. V. Hale, you can tie it up here. But you won't. I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay. I missed estrogen.
What type of foot race has an anchor leg?
Three-leg race?
Nope. Vinny, do you care to... I see that you're holding it back. I can see that you were trying.
I don't even think of the question. I just want to yell something.
A relay.
I didn't even really hear it.
A relay race is correct by a score of 3-1. Vincent's reign of terror continues.
Oh, champion!
Del Pueblo! Say thanks for being here, V Hale. We don't have any parting gifts for you. You got a 5-hour shift to do. Get busy. Start reading Encyclopedia Britannica on the regular.
I need to pour something extra in my coffee today. All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.